Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great night last night in Portland, Oregon, where all sorts of new depredations and outrages by the so-called protesters. They don't longer use the term peaceful protesters because obviously it's not peaceful. Something I don't understand, and honestly, it's so obvious. Why is it so impossible for the mayor of Portland and the governor of Oregon and the local Democratic officials to take control of at least those portions of the city that the protesters ravage every night? We'll play you part of what that sounded like. But before we get there, just a quick comment about a victory, and a speedy and complete and total victory for President Trump. This is in the tire war. Do you remember 2 days ago, President Trump was calling for a boycott against Goodyear tires? I suspect that's over. No more boycotting of Goodyear tires. He had said that he was thinking about changing over the tires, which are Goodyear tires, on his presidential limousines. And, that doesn't need to happen anymore. Because the story, as reported in the New York Post, is Goodyear Tire Chief Executive Rick Kramer said yesterday that the company had clarified its policy to make clear employees can wear apparel expressing support for law enforcement. This after it faced the boycott call from President Trump. Now, this all began because they had held up a slide, and this, they say, it was not a slide that ever came from corporate headquarters. It had nothing to do with the Goodyear Corporation. It was a local diversity training that was taking place somewhere in Kansas, in Topeka, Kansas. And no, that's not Goodyear policy, he says. The Republican president, who's seeking a second term, of course, told reporters 2 days ago he would swap out the Goodyear tires on his presidential limousine. Goodyear now has said it has a long-standing policy of asking employees of refraining from workplace expressions of support for political candidates. And see, I don't think this has ever been the issue. The issue was they gave an example of the kind of T-shirts and gear that you could wear, and you could wear something that had the rainbow flag and the supported LGBTQ rights. You could wear something that said Black Lives Matter, but you couldn't wear something that said Make America Great Again or Blue Lives Matter or All Lives Matter. That was not going to be acceptable. Well, now they're saying that supporting Blue Lives Matter and expressions of support for the police, that's fine. No problem. However, they still don't want the Make America Great Again kind of paraphernalia. And you can understand that, and I'm sure the president can understand that as well, because that is his slogan. By the way, what's the slogan going to be? The Biden slogan, which became very clear at the Democratic convention, is Build Back Better. BBB. Build Back Better. It kind of rolls off the tongue. Build Back Better. And by the way, no, I was not trying to imitate stuttering. It was nothing. No, no, no. The best part of the whole convention, and we'll play it eventually this today, but they had a 13-year-old boy who Biden had helped with his stuttering because Biden had a stuttering problem when he was a young man. And it was deeply moving. It was actually a beautiful moment. It was a great convention moment, and we can do allows, here I am stuttering, we can allow some credit for that. Okay. Goodyear strongly supports this, according to the chief executive, Rich Kramer. Goodyear strongly supports law enforcement, noting it has supplied tires to police and fire vehicles for more than 100 years. That relationship is foundational to our company. Goodyear has always supported both law enforcement and equal justice. Goodyear stock was up today. In fact, the market itself was up today. The market itself was up getting close to... Is it 28,000 again? This is a big deal. And it's, 190 points the market is up. And just 70 points away from the 28,000 mark at the Dow. Now, with the market going up, can we actually help the market further and help our political discourse and everything by really applying some kind of unanimous pressure, it seems to me, on the hapless leadership in Oregon to stop stuff like last night? There was another riot last night in Portland. The ICE building was vandalized. People spray-painted over security cameras. They graffitied the facility. And across the street, there was a vintage interior decor shop, apparently showing, providing people with antique decor. That was vandalized, and its owners were harassed. And here is what the demonstrators sounded like as they were attacking the ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility. And you can hear loud music, and then there's a warning on a loudspeaker from the police telling protesters to move away or crowd control measures may be taken. It sounded like this, just another day in paradise. Okay, the crowd control measures were eventually used, but that didn't stop Portland protesters from going down residential streets. This is something new. They flashed flashlights into homes, private homes, into the very late night hours, past midnight apparently, shouting a charming chant, which of course is designed to win hearts and minds everywhere and to promote the cause of racial justice. Listen. Can you imagine being awakened by that in the middle of the night out in front of your home? The Chicago mayor, at least, has banned demonstrators from the front of her home. Now, maybe Portland can take some inspiration for that. And there was this rant from a BLM activist with a megaphone on the back of a truck moving through downtown Portland. Listen.
I am not getting paid for and it's not even about the money, but I'm here educating you like I'm a teacher for free, and it's not even my job. And when I come to have a one-on-one conversation with someone who has a Blue Lives Matter flag on, they say, it's just my opinion, I don't need anyone to terrorize me.
Okay, it went on like that. The mayor of Chicago, for protecting, well, one residential neighborhood, but not others. And that's actually controversial. We'll get to that story and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the latest riots in Portland and the desire of a lot of the protesters, who are many of them in Portland, as Michael Tracy said on the show earlier today. Many of them are anarchists. Obviously so. They proudly carry shields with them that have that A for Anarchy banner on it. And they're folks who were walking down residential streets, shining bright lights into people's homes, and basically screaming, wake up, blank, blank, mother, blank, wake up, wake up, wake up. They want people to join them in the streets, which is, of course, so inviting when you have rants like this particular lady with a megaphone who says she's a teacher, she's an educator, she's on the back of a truck moving through downtown Portland and sounded like this.
And when I come to have a one-on-one conversation with someone who has a Blue Lives Matter flag on, they say, if that's my opinion, I don't need anyone to terrorize me. I am terrorized for living. I am terrorized for breathing, for being educated. And when I am educated, there's an issue with that as well. We cannot have anything. I'm told that I'm uneducated. I go and get educated. I'm told that I'm trying to be white. I dye my hair. I'm told I'm trying to be white. I don't want to be white. That sucks. You got no culture. You have no rhythm. You steal my culture. I dye my hair because it looks good on me. And I need it at all.
Okay, she was saying whites have no culture, no rhythm, and she dyes her hair because it looks good on her. Now, not having seen video, I'm not in a position to judge. I'm sure she's right. But she suggests that she enjoys making white people feel uncomfortable. Listen. Okay, so it continued long into the night in Portland, and they were walking through a residential area, which, at least in Chicago, I know, it's illegal. You're not allowed to demonstrate in residential areas, and there are reasons for it, because basically people are trying to sleep, and it's late at night, and they were, after a chant of take it to the streets and F the police, there's a female activist again screaming into a bullhorn and is protesting in front of the house that has an American flag. Okay, it sounded like this. Uh, Okay, and then it continued, and I mentioned before that they had attacked a vintage toy shop. This was actually, it was repeatedly robbed in Portland through the protests, and KGW in Portland talked to the shop's owner, whose name is Billy Galaxy. Listen.
It's why Billy Galaxy has guarded his vintage toy store the majority of the last 80-plus nights. Riots and looting associated with downtown protests add insult to injury from the governor's stay-home order.
There were definitely people approaching this business that, you know, had ill intent.
Early in the morning on July 27th, he says a few people with ill intentions succeeded.
Any theft or looting is a little trickier because we cannot just order a product to replace something that's in here. These are all special items that are not necessarily very easy to track down.
When Billy got to the storage area, he saw the locks had been messed with. So he went and checked his security camera footage, and he saw two people toting off a bunch of stuff.
And it was so easy to do this, in fact, that they returned a second night, as I suspected they would do. And I actually interrupted a crime in progress on July 28th.
Before he caught them, Billy says they took at least $25,000 worth of collectibles. Through the toy collecting community, he tracked down where some of his items are being sold online and even knows where it's all stored and one of the culprit's identities.
We've done quite a bit of the footwork for the police on their behalf. Hopefully they can finish it up and get us our stuff back.
But he says he understands why that's been difficult. Listen.
But so far, he feels the police response has been subpar.
And I understand that the police are, you know, hated right now by a lot of people, and they are overworked and stretched too thin and, you know, probably lacking resources.
Portland police tell me officers continue to respond to calls for service, but protests stretch their resources thin, therefore delaying some response times and dragging out investigations.
I don't think what happened to me is necessarily unrelated to the protests. I think people are taking advantage of delayed police response and committing crimes.
Crimes that violate a business owner's safety and life's work.
I'm not going to just roll over and let things happen like that. I mean, I've spent my whole life building this business, so essentially this is my life, and I am going to protect it by any means necessary.
Have we come to that in America? Really? Doesn't that disturb you? Shouldn't everyone, regardless of political orientation, speak out against this? We will be speaking with Paul Kangor about the shadow and legacy of Karl Marx coming up on the MedVet Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Postal Service will deliver every ballot and process every ballot in time.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy testifying before a Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. The Postmaster General continues by debunking the conspiracy theories put out by Democratic politicians, including Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
There has been no changes in any policies with regard to election mail for the comfort of 2020 election.
The Democratic National Convention is a wrap with Joe Biden accepting the nomination for president. Biden promised to protect America and overcome this season of darkness, pointing to the coronavirus pandemic and economic crisis. Two potential hurricanes are picking up steam in the Gulf of Mexico. One storm could reach the Florida Keys by Monday. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Joe Biden just got an endorsement that I'm not at all sure that he wants. In fact, I'm fairly sure he doesn't want it, or he shouldn't want it. I want to talk about that with my friend Paul Kangor. Paul, of course, a senior fellow at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which is a sponsor of this show. And he's also the author of the new bestseller, and it is already a bestseller, called The Devil and Karl Marx: Communism's Long March of Death, Deception, and Infiltration. And you know what endorsement I'm talking about that Joe Biden probably doesn't want, Paul?
I think I probably do, Michael. Was it the one from the Revolutionary Communist Party USA?
You got it. Bob Avakian, who has been a leader for 41 years. He's been the leader of the... How many members of the Revolutionary Communist Party USA are there, do you think?
That's funny. This is my crazy thing with dates. I could tell you Gus Hall ran Communist Party USA for 41 years, 1959 to 2000. So it looks like Chairman Bob, as they call him, is giving Gus a run for his money. But yeah, so look, Communist Party USA goes back to 1919. They've been around. They celebrated their 100th anniversary where they were founded in Chicago. They celebrated it last summer. But this group, Michael, I'm so glad you pointed this out. Revolutionary Communist Party, these are bad dudes. I mean, these guys...
As opposed to the good, wholesome, all-American folks at the Communist Party USA?
They're to the left of CPUSA. They really are. And Bob Avakian, they call him Chairman Bob. And he's, I mean, this is the closest thing to like a cult of personality leadership among an American Communist Party. It's really kind of a throwback to, you know, to Maoist. I don't want to compare him to Stalin, right? I mean, Stalin's obviously a killer, but the
difference between Mao and Stalin and Gus Hall and Bob Avakian are that Mao and Stalin had literally millions of devoted followers. Are we talking about hundreds of people or thousands of people who are part of the Revolutionary Communist Party?
Probably thousands. I know somebody, Tracy Hernandez, who she's very open about this. She was a member of it for 20 years. And now, I know this. According to Communist Party USA, which is now run by a guy named John Bachtel, he said they have about 5,000 members. All right. Now, by the way, that's horrific. I mean, probably the height of their membership in the 1930s, they were around anywhere between 50,000 and 100,000 people. So fortunately, Communist Party USA never had more than 100,000 people. Today has about 5,000. Revolutionary Communist Party, I don't think we have any idea how many people they have. But this is really important, Michael, which is why it's worth taking seriously. I follow this group all the time, and I check their website probably once every month or so. They agitate according to race. Race is their big thing. Like, you know how all these different groups, the Trotskyists focus on this thing, right? CPUSA focuses on that thing. Wilhelm Reich, who wrote The Sexual Revolution, was a Freudian Marxist. You know, there are gender Marxists, there are cultural Marxists. But RevCom, as they call it, these guys, a year after Ferguson, Missouri cools down, they are there organizing a mob and throwing gasoline on the embers to try to, you know, start a new uprising in the street. Yeah, these are the guys that when something happens like George Floyd, RevCom is there because their thing is to agitate in favor of communism on racial issues.
Well, they just said, Chairman Bob said in his endorsement of Joe Biden, electing him is necessary for the overthrow of this system as the fundamental solution to the continuing horrors this system causes for the masses of humanity. Speaking of continuing horrors, just before you came on, we were talking about the latest riots in Portland, which are truly, truly obnoxious and involve going into residential neighborhoods now and waking people up in the middle of the night and shining lights into their homes. And These people, the anarchists, and they describe themselves openly as anarchists, are they Marxists at all? Because in the old days, anarchists and Marxists were on opposite sides, right?
Yeah, they were. There's a guy, Mikhail Bakunin. I actually have a chapter on him in The Devil and Karl Marx, and he was a socialist anarchist, which, Michael, even Marx was shocked by that. Marx wrote to Engels, he said, I don't understand. I mean, it's great that he's an atheist, right? And he even praises Lucifer as the first rebel, and that's kind of good, too. And I like that he likes socialism, but how can you be a socialist and an anarchist? I mean, Marx even said this, right? How can you favor big government and no government, right? So some of the people that we see today in the streets are anarchists. It's hard to define what Antifa even is, but there are some communists that are behind some of this, and we've got to point out, I know people don't like it when we say this, but Alicia Garza and Patrice Cullors, who the two of the three founders of Black Lives Matter, Patrice is on video. You can Google it on the internet and find it. She said, we are trained Marxists. We are super versed in ideological theories. So that doesn't mean that everybody supports...
So this is not McCarthyism. You're not saying, oh, there are secret communists. This is not a secret. It's on the public record.
Right.
Also on the public record, I just saw in the New York Times today, they had an article about Donald Harris, who is the economist. He's a retired Stanford University tenured professor of economics. And he's described in the New York Times article as a Marxist scholar. This is the father of our vice presidential candidate, Senator Kamala Harris.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. Now I have to look that up now. That's very interesting.
Okay, It says the New York Times quotes the Stanford Daily reporting back in 1976 describing Donald Harris as a Marxist scholar and said there was some opposition to granting him tenure. They did. He became the first black economist ever to get tenure at Stanford, before Thomas Sowell, by the way. They said he was too charismatic, a Pied Piper leading students astray from neoclassical economics.
Wow.
And he's also been an advisor to governments in his native Jamaica. He's also been estranged from Kamala since she was 5 years old. I mean, they have apparently a fairly hostile relationship.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Again, some of the beautiful family life that Marxists are known for, going back to Karl himself.
Well, that's right. In fact, two of Karl's daughters committed suicide in suicide pacts with their husbands. That's the kind of dad that Karl Marx was, and Marx even got pregnant at the family nursemaid luncheon behind his wife's back, and then refused to acknowledge that the child was his or even pay him the penny of child support. This reminds me of another Democrat in the primaries, Pete Buttigieg. His father, Joseph Buttigieg, was the foremost American scholar on Antonio Gramsci.
Yeah.
That's what he did at Notre Dame. And now Pete and his dad, they were not estranged. In fact, Pete is even acknowledged in the father's book, edited volume of the prison notebooks on Gramsci. Joseph acknowledges Pete for helping him with the index. So Pete was helping the old man with the Gramsci research. But with Kamala Harris and her father, that's really interesting. I did not know that. Michael, was she raised by a single mom then? Is that the case?
She was. Okay. And her mother was a Tamil Brahmin. And there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal today about how Tamil Brahmins from the state in India, Tamil Nadu, are these just super achievers and have been very, very successful in India, America, and around the world. So is a very successful best-selling author, Professor Paul Kengor. Check out his great work at click on the michaelmedved.com for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Your cultural crusader. This is the Michael Medved Show.
On the Michael Medved Show, look, I think it's unfair, and I would not attempt it, to try to discredit Senator Harris based upon her father, who she goes back and forth with. And again, what I am citing is the New York Times here, which is definitely pro-Harris and pro-Biden and pro-Democratic. But they point out, as Harris has stepped into the national spotlight, Donald Harris, who's now 81, her mom passed away in 2009. Donald Harris, who's now 81 and long retired from teaching, has remained mostly silent about her candidacy. His only recent comments about her, published on a Jamaican website run by an acquaintance, express a combination of pride in his daughter and bitterness over their estrangement. He scolded her in a letter, which has since been removed from the website, for joking in an interview that growing up in a Jamaican family, it was natural that she had smoked marijuana. Speaking for myself and my immediate Jamaican family, said Professor Harris, we wish to categorically dissociate ourselves from this travesty. He's from a background of landowners of mixed race. He says that he is descended from a very prominent person in Jamaican history, a slave owner, not a slave. And it says in the New York Times, despite Professor Harris's low profile in the election cycle, he is not an obscure figure. He was the first black scholar to receive tenure in Stanford's economics department and a prominent critic of mainstream economic theory from the left. The Stanford Daily reported in 1976 described Professor Harris as a Marxist scholar. Now, Marxist ideas should stand discredited before the entire world. And this is one of the concerns, I think, that people rightly have, is that we have a younger generation that remembers nothing of the Cold War and actually is unaware of the fact that the most recent evaluation of the number of people who have been murdered by Marxism is 140 million. No, really, and the murders continue in places like North Korea and Venezuela and Cuba and elsewhere. And by the way, there's also a problem. Karen Bass, who is the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, she's a congresswoman from California. She supposedly was on Biden's short list for vice president. She has visited Cuba 16 times and has a history of glowing support for the Castro regime. That should be problematic because you simply cannot support the Castro regime or the Maduro regime in Venezuela and claim that you are a moderate. It's not possible. It doesn't go together. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I had mentioned the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, who is defending the police. Imagine that. The very, very liberal, black, lesbian mayor and proudly out lesbian, first same-sex couple who are the first family of Chicago. Mayor Lightfoot defended the Chicago Police Department's ban on protesters being able to demonstrate on the block where she lives. She told reporters yesterday that she and her family at times require heightened security because of the threats she receives daily. She says, I think that residents of this city, understanding the nature of the threats that we are receiving on a daily basis, understand, I have a right to make sure my home is secure. Lightfoot and Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown, who's also black, at an unrelated news conference about a report noting the police have banned protesters from demonstrating anywhere on the block where she lives in the Logan Square neighborhood, ordering officers to arrest anyone who refuses to leave. And the reason this is controversial is because there are laws on the books banning residential protests in general. You're not in Chicago, and I think this is probably true in most cities, allowed to conduct demonstrations in residential neighborhoods. And yet they aren't enforcing this in Chicago anywhere else except her block, which kind of stinks. Aside from the expanded police presence to block protesters from reaching her home, Mayor Lightfoot already receives 24/7 protection from cops, including officers stationed at the residence. The aggressive policing has sometimes siphoned away resources from the area's police district, some sources with knowledge of the situation said, leading to quiet grumbling. Well, the grumbling ought to be more than quiet, because if you are going to ban residential protesting on one block, which seems to me appropriate, I think the mayor is right, she does need protection. But what about the rest of the public to be protected from the kind of hideous chaos and anarchy that they're talking about in Portland? And speaking of hideous chaos and anarchy, now to Washington, D.C. Okay, this is clip number 11, Jeremy. This is unbelievable. There are now 100 Democrats in the House of Representatives who have taken the reasonable position, said, yes, we will vote yes to authorize a skinny bill, simply giving a continuation of that $600 for people who right now are really hurting, and there are millions of them, who are not getting the supplemental unemployment benefits. And no, Pelosi admits, Nancy Pelosi on NewsHour with Judy Woodruff, admits to blocking this attempt. Listen.
But this week, more than 100 Democrats in the House signed a letter urging you to pass a smaller relief bill than what you have out there. You were had agreed to go from $3 trillion down to $2 trillion. But they want to expand unemployment benefits, but basically they're saying after the duration of this COVID emergency that they would scale the support based on what the situation is in every state. But my question is, where do you stand on what they're asking you to do?
Well, they're asking us to do, and I fully, from a policy standpoint, have always supported the stabilization. That means that if you say when unemployment reaches a certain point, that you would automatically have unemployment benefits. That's a very positive initiative. I've encouraged that. I have welcomed that suggestion. I don't think strategically it's where we should go right now.
Okay, strategically is where we should go right now? In other words, when it comes up to holding up those unemployment benefits, which some people desperately need, Nancy Pelosi is acknowledging that she is putting strategy ahead of the people that she spoke at the convention. She spoke very well, actually. She spoke at the convention talking about how much she cares for ordinary people and how much Joe Biden cares for ordinary people. Some of those ordinary people right now with a very, very difficult financial situation in the whole country. Those people need some relief, and the unwillingness to even sit down and meaningfully negotiate with the Republicans in the Senate and the President of the United States and his team, that, it seems to me, is a dire shame. A true and dire shame. Now, I wonder about this new Gallup poll that suggests that right now people are more excited than ever about actually voting in this election. And I guess that's a good thing. But yes, people are excited, but one party is more excited than the other party. We will get to that and see why that would be. There are also a bunch of movies that are released and for streaming for you to watch at home still, or some of them in the theaters now. Yeah, that's happening. We will be talking about a family comedy called The Sleepover, and also Ethan Hawke in a film biography of the visionary inventor Nikola Tesla. That and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.